From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, in commenting on the talks over Tehran's nuclear program, indicated that they are not open-ended and that if difficult decisions are not made, negotiators are ready to end the process.
And the simple fact is that despite all of the progress that we have made, and it's real, some of the tough issues remain unresolved. We know that difficult decisions don't become easier over time. In one way or the other, those decisions must be taken very soon.
Leaders of the five BRICS nations have announced the launch of a development bank and a currency reserve pool intended to be an alternative to world financial institutions like the International Monetary Fund and World Bank. The BRICS meeting, which was held in the Russian city of Ufa and attended by the leaders of the group's five member states, was a chance for Moscow to show that it has friends and allies, despite being under Western economic sanctions for annexing Crimea and backing separatists in eastern Ukraine. The United Nations has announced that a humanitarian pause will begin in Yemen on Friday, providing a break in Saudi-led airstrikes and fighting with the Houthi militia that will allow aid to reach millions of Yemenis around the country. The unconditional humanitarian pause will continue until the end of Ramadan, UN spokesman Stefan Dzarik said. Eid, which marks the end of a month of fasting for Muslims, is scheduled for around July 17th. The Saudi air campaign against the Houthis began in late March. This is VOA News. Nigeria's military says it has arrested a suspect believed to have been the main planner of bombings that killed more than 70 people in the cities of Jos and Zaria this week. The military made the announcement late Wednesday. Army spokesman Colonel Sani Usman said the arrest was made at a checkpoint in Gombe State as the result of a tip-off. He said the suspect, who was not named, was arrested along with two others. Usman said the arrest was a combined operation between the Department of State Service and federal troops. No group has claimed responsibility for the attacks, but they come during a string of violence blamed on Boko Haram that has taken more than 200 lives over the past week. A U.S. general has ranked Russia and China as the number one and two threats to the United States' national security. Russia presents the greatest threat to our national security, Marine General Joseph Dunford said Thursday during his confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Russia's behavior is nothing short of alarming, he added. Asked whether the United States should provide lethal weapons to Ukraine, Dunford said that from a military standpoint, it would be a reasonable response. The U.S. National Security Advisor has harshly criticized South Sudan on the anniversary of its independence, saying President Salva Kiir and the former vice president, rebel leader Riek Machar, are directly responsible for the country's return to war. Susan Rice, who was formerly U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, said in a statement Thursday that over the past 19 months, the South Sudanese government and the rebels committed appalling crimes against innocent women, children, and the elderly. President Kiir and Riek Machar and their cronies are personally responsible for the new war and self-inflicted disaster. And only leaders on both sides can end this violence, Rice said. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is expected to soon sign a bill removing the Civil War-era Confederate flag from the grounds of the state capitol in Columbia. It is a new day in South Carolina, Governor Haley said on her Facebook page, a day we can all be proud of, a day that truly brings us all together as we continue to heal as one people and one state. Lawmakers in South Carolina's House of Representatives passed the bill early Thursday morning by a vote of 94-20. The vote caps an intense effort that began after nine parishioners of a black church in nearby Charleston, Emmanuel African Methodist Church, were fatally shot during a Bible study. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.